You're listening to SBS News.
A 20-time Grand Slam champion, Roger Federer, has announced he will bow out of tennis after the Laver Cup this month.
To my tennis family and beyond, of all the gifts that tennis has given me over the years, the greatest, without a doubt, has been the people I've met along the way. My friends, my competitors, and most of all the fans who give the sport its life. Today, I want to share some news with all of you. As many of you know, the past 3 years have presented me with challenges in the form of injuries and surgeries. I've worked hard to return to full competitive form, but I also know my body's capacities and limits, and its message to me lately has been clear.
Federer has been troubled by injuries in recent years, undergoing 3 knee operations. The 41-year-old played 1,500 matches over 24 years and was once considered almost untouchable at the top of world tennis. As well as taking out those major titles, he has also reached 23 consecutive Grand Slam semifinals and 36 consecutive quarterfinals. Federer won his first Grand Slam title, aged 21, at Wimbledon in 2003, and went on to win 103 ATP singles titles, 28 ATP Masters titles, and 6 ATP finals. He says he could not be more grateful for the experience tennis has given him over the years.
Tennis has treated me more generously than I ever would have dreamt, and now I must recognize when it is time to end my competitive career. I will play more tennis in the future, of course, but just not in Grand Slams or on the tour. This is a bittersweet decision because I will miss everything the tour has given me. But at the same time, there is so much to celebrate. I consider myself one of the most fortunate people on earth. I was given a special talent to play tennis, and I did it at a level that I never imagined for much longer than I ever thought possible.
The Swiss star has not played since Wimbledon last year, after which he underwent his third knee operation. Federer is widely acknowledged as one of the greatest players of all time, tracking world number one for a record 237 consecutive weeks. The tennis world and wider community has paid tribute to Federer. Australian Jason Kubler says he was the greatest ever.
In my opinion, the best player of all time, you know, so for him to finish a career, it's been the best career ever, so I'm sure he's happy and, you know, you look back and he's won almost, you know, pretty much everything you can win. So, yeah, happy that you know, he's finally decided to retire, and hopefully he continues to succeed after tennis.
French player Richard Gasquet says he will be greatly missed.
2005, yeah, I played him here in 2005, and yeah, of course it's a big shock. You know, it's a legend of the game. So yeah, it's not easy for everybody. It's a tough loss for tennis. It will be different after that. Maybe I'm not saying it's still tennis, you know, but I think it won't be the same without Federer.
36-year-old Gasquet was speaking to reporters in Hamburg, having just beaten Jason Kubler 6-2, 6-4 in the first match of their Davis Cup Finals group stage. In his homeland of Switzerland, players and staff at the Nyon Tennis Club spoke of his achievements and what he meant to the country. Kevin Bettendorfer is a tennis coach at the club.
Roger brought many things. First, he brought so much to the small country that is Switzerland, because Switzerland is a small country compared to European countries or the United States, for example, which are a lot more populated. He is one of the greatest champions in the world and the number one in Switzerland. He has won more Grand Slam than any other, and I think it's going to be complicated to beat his record for tennismen in Switzerland. It's a beautiful title for the country.
A message on the Swiss tennis Twitter page reads, "Thank you, Roger Federer, for everything you have done for Swiss and international tennis, for all the countless emotions we were able to share with you, for every child you inspired to play tennis. All the best." At the UK's Wimbledon Tennis Museum, tennis enthusiasts also paid tribute to Federer. 36-year-old American David King is from Colorado.
To me, he's the Jordan of tennis. Style, class, amazing tennis player. So I've been watching him since I was like, you know, 15. This is definitely my favorite. I'm a little bummed, definitely bummed to see him retire. And it's kind of crazy because we wanted to come and see Wimbledon, and then this morning I saw that he retired. So it's like, oh my gosh, what's ironic coincidence. But yeah, definitely my favorite. I just said it the other day, like Federer will always be my favorite, greatest tennis player of all time. But yeah, sad day for tennis.
31-year-old Liam Murphy is from Northern Ireland and remembers Federer's achievements at Wimbledon.
Everyone knows Roger Federer and what he's achieved on a tennis court, and no more so than here at Wimbledon, where he's won 8 titles, and he'll be missed every year now from the grass. It just won't be the same without him. You know, you look forward to Wimbledon, you look forward to watching Federer in centre court. I know I queued up a couple of years ago, and my intentions was to get to see Roger in centre court, because once you experience that, yeah, that's pretty much the pinnacle in tennis.
75-year-old New Yorker Tom Bagnato says Federer was a classic player.
His style, he was just so fluid and made it look easy. Never sweat. Even when it was tough points, he just was, he was like one of a kind. I mean, he played like a classical game, like the old Australians almost, if you want to say.
Fellow stars at the top of world tennis took to social media to pay tribute to their rival. Spanish great Rafael Nadal leading the way. Dear Roger, my friend and rival, I wish this day would never have come. It's a sad day for me personally and for sports all around the world. It's been a pleasure, but also an honor and privilege to share all these years with you, living so many amazing moments on and off the court. Former world number one Chris Evert spoke of his attributes. He was the epitome of a champion, class, grace, humility, beloved by everyone, and he elegantly mastered the sport like no other. Good luck to you, Roger Federer. Don't go too far. Tennis legend Billie Jean King also paying tribute. Roger Federer is a champion's champion. He has the most complete game of his generation and captured the hearts of sports fans around the world with an amazing quickness on the court and a powerful tennis mind. He has had a historic career with memories that will live on and on. Congratulations, Roger Federer. Federer has offered some hopes to his legions of fans as he plans to return to the tour when he teams up with longtime rival and friend Rafael Nadal to play doubles at next week's Laver Cup in London. He also plans to play at the Swiss Indoors Tournament at home in Basel as part of his tennis swan song. Assalamu alaikum, SBS News.